You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with David Parker from Budding Inspiration and our sponsor Jeremy Finn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Good morning, David.
Morning, Sue. How are you?
And good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Just laughing at him. He's covering his questions to me, Sue. He's putting me on the spot here today. I know he is because I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. Sorry, Jeremy, okay? I wasn't on purpose, but I've got work to do. I had an irrigation emergency repair, Jeremy, as you
did
know.
Did you listen to the show?
I did listen
you
to the
heard,
show.
You heard us
about my emergency repairs. I heard everything, Jeremy.
I
was like an elephant. I don't forget either, hey?
Doctor.
Yeah. Well, so it wasn't more that it was when people battled shut off. So what blows my mind, Jeremy, and I'm sorry too, I don't want to bad mouth any business, but people who install an irrigation system don't put a shuttle valve so that if the water breaks in the valve, they can shut the water off. So what ends up happening, if they don't do that, the clients end up having to shut the water off to the whole house
exactly.
To stop the water flow. And that, obviously, if it's off a pump or a bore or something, you can just turn the mains off, so it's easy. Mm. But this one was a council water turn off. It was just a nightmare. So what I did is actually installed a ball valve, and it was worse than it seemed. So we installed a ball valve, shut the water off to that point, and then we opened the water. The house, and then I actually got back. I think it was Wednesday that week, so it was just it was a nightmare. You know, they couldn't do anything, but stage six load shedding. So we're back to not being able to do anything anyway, Jerry. So
yeah.
I laughed. I said to the clients, I said, no, if it was, if I'm now I've got to sit to my wife, I've got to check my schedule. If I'm doing irrigation, for example, Jeremy, I need power, no matter what side of it, if I'm off a well point or a borehole, or if I'm off a council water, I need power through the controller. So we're back to managing and watching our areas, aren't we, Mr. Finn?
It's a bit crazy. Yeah, I had a situation, I don't know if I've talked about this, but we put a generator in a couple of years ago just to make sure that we had enough power to run everything. And with having no load shedding, then all of a sudden you don't think about
your maintenance.
Obviously.
You sound a bit like Gascom, actually.
So what happened was the power goes down. There was some maintenance in our area, like localized, and the power went off. And then I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like 30 seconds later, the generator starts itself because it's all on auto. And nothing happened. And then we heard next door's generator going. And I'm like, okay, well, what? I can't hear our generator. No, it was the batteries. Because the batteries.
Just sucked it.
Yeah. The batteries, the one battery was flat.
So I'm very lucky. I've got one of my best friends is a top electrician in the valley, and he would come to my house for Brian. I'm a bit OCD, Jeremy, and I've set reminders on my phone, believe it or not, every month to run my inverter.
Yes.
So I would literally turn the power off behind my TV, off to that plug, and my TV, would all run off the inverter. And I would.
Yes.
And Jeremy, the other day, like before lunching, it took 6 hours for it to win. I was actually pretty impressed. So I've actually been good keeping it maintained, and it's worked for me. I've been very lucky.
Well, because it's two batteries, it's 24 volts.
Yeah.
So you have to have two batteries, and we needed to get another two batteries. And local guy came with the two batteries and the jump cables and jump started it. But then we thought they were fine. It just needed to get a recharge.
Yeah, I think because it charges like a car. The
yeah, exactly.
And nothing.
And then the next time we had that load shedding on the Saturday, it conked out, man. And it didn't start again. So we had to take batteries out of the vehicles. Luckily, I've also got two pairs of jump cables. We hooked it up ourselves and did it. But it was interesting.
Have you bought new ones now?
Yes. So then we had them tested.
Okay.
And the one was totally gone.
Yeah.
And the other one was still fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
still. Obviously pulling off the closer one a little bit, unfortunately. But no, that's like a Jeremy. So we're all up and running.
Yes.
So back to it, and I believe we are chatting about general tools.
Well, no.
Come on, Jeremy.
No, I thought, I mean, I think we've done something like this before, but I can't remember. So it's always a good idea to.
Your battery's flat.
Yeah, to rehash these things, or not maybe rehash a refresher. And it was actually. How did David Parker get his start in the industry?
Oh, wow. That's a deep question. you know the story. I mean, it was, yeah, no. Wow, I'm blushing, Jeremy.
We've forgotten.
No, no, it's not that. It's just, yeah, I was a bit naughty. As you know, my eldest child turns 26 this year. So if you work that backwards, Jeremy, it was pretty much while I was still in boarding school with you guys at school.
Yes.
And I met my beautiful wife, and I can say we're still together, which is incredible and remarkable. I'm pretty stoked by it. But yeah, no, so I ended up having to obviously get a job. I didn't have the luxury of being able to study.
Yes.
Or go forward. I don't know if I would have studied, to be honest, Jeremy. And I was always the sports player at school. I think if I was going to do anything, it would have been in sports. And I did actually go into health. I was actually at the Health and Rackets.
Yeah.
Back at the day before they were Virgin Actives. And that was in Constantia. But you know, it was early. I used to have to open up the gym at 4:30. So I studied through ETA, Exercise Teachers Academy,
mm-hmm.
out of the Josephine's Mill up there in Newlands by the Sports Academy. Beautiful place to study. I was very lucky. I mean, I'm not going to lie, Jimmy, I enjoyed it. But then I just needed a stable job. I wasn't enjoying the 4:30 and that. So my uncle was actually in the industry, and I've never forgotten it because it was so funny. I was on my way to surf with my butt at the Hook in Nuddock on our bodyboards still back then. It was the most beautiful sunny day, midweek though. Everyone's working. Here I am, no job, going off to surf with a child, you know. And I got a call from my uncle saying, look, his driver's sick, and he's also going to go and leave, and he needs me, though, if I want a job. And it was a hard decision, but unfortunately, my brother made a U-turn, and I actually got dressed and went over, and I've never looked back, to be honest, Jeremy. I didn't think I'd actually enjoy gardening, because if I can say it like that with inverted commas,
yes.
And I was always, as I said, a jock and a sportsman, as you know, Jeremy, thought that would be my route. But if you look at what we do, Jeremy, it's a very active physical industry, isn't it? You
mm-hmm.
know, I eventually, after the second week, started climbing trees with them. I was using chainsaws at the top of a tree. I remember doing my grand's house around the corner. It was one of my first big jobs, and we literally took 10 meters off conifer trees that were skyrockets. They were massive, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And we had to take 10 meters off the top of each of them, and they were about 15. And I remember getting up there, you know, you're sitting in a harness, and you're leaning back in this harness, and you've cut your wedge in and chopping. And I just remember how the sound of the branch breaking and the movement when you're sitting. Mm. I must be honest, it was huge adrenaline, you know. So it definitely reeled me in, you know. I'm not going to lie, Jeremy. And then there was not only that, but there was the physical side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always fit. And that was, yeah, I must be honest, I've never looked back since. Shem, uncle and I were going to go into partnerships because I've worked with him for 6 years. It was 7 years. Jim, he went through quite a hectic situation, which is not my story to tell, but we were going to be partners in the business, and then that situation unfortunately arose, and that just wasn't going to work, you know. So I decided to move off, and I managed an old age home in Takai called Clear the Cup for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Groundsman, managing all the gardens, and obviously liaising with the elderly people that wanted their gardens, because Clear the Cup's quite a lovely place. It's got a frail care facility,
yes,
which obviously needed to look beautiful so that Shame, it feels terrible saying it, but people that were on their last, you know, had something beautiful to look at.
Yes.
And then we had obviously the retirement village to an aspect, which was people's like strings of homes. Everything's very systematic, you know, like a mm-hmm. big courtyard of grass that everyone looks out to, and then all beds, and it sort of flows like that. And I had to manage all of that, and eventually started liaising with the people, clients. So I think that skill of interaction with people came along. And ironically, one of the first clients of mine was a daughter of a lady in Clear the Cup, Miss Connison, Lynn Connison. She's actually very well known in the ANC. She's written about 4 books. She was my very first client in Simonstown. And believe it or not, Jeremy, I worked for them up until 6 months ago when she moved into her retirement village, because she's now got to that age. So, yeah, been an amazing journey. Love what I do. And I've just shown you pictures now, Jeremy. You saw that synthetic lawn job we did last week. So, I mean, those are the type of jobs we're doing. I'll be honest with you, Jeremy, it was one of the most... I haven't gone to bed stressing about a job and waking up to a job stressing about it. Not in the sense of worrying about it, just wanting to be perfect, you know. It's a very technical job, that one I just showed you, Jeremy. You know, the brick edging and the synthetic grass. And obviously your quantities have to be right. If you get your quantities wrong taking out and you don't have enough to backfill, then your levels are... So there's a lot that comes with it. So it was a big job for me, Jeremy, and a good few K. So I wanted to make sure that it went in right. But I must say that nervous feeling when you wake up, but in a good way, it was... It's been quite different for me last year because I haven't had that feeling for a long time. So you catching me on quite a high actually in my business.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a, like, like, you know, you do jobs sometimes, Jeremy, where you say to yourself, you know what, if I can pull that off, I can take on anything to a degree, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously with the, and I am super privileged to, I have the most amazing support in this valley, not only from the Zone Radio family who have always been here for me, but as always, Jeremy, everybody, I get hundreds of phone calls from Harry Gummins who support me, a couple of other local nurseries. I also obviously work for a lot of body corporates and managing agents, Jeremy, who manage homes and flats. And something that people don't know, but I don't like to go off sort of northern and that, but I extend all the way to Cape Town. I've got four blocks of flats we manage in Cape Town.
Yes.
And I'm very lucky to have a young manager, Reese, who's very good for me. He's been with me about 3.5 years now. He manages my maintenance team. So, just so everybody knows what obviously maintenance is, starting on a Monday, doing Monday to Friday, doing a few homes in that week. The following Monday, you do another set run. And then that following Monday, so fortnightly, you go back to that same route. Shane Reese, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I find that work a little bit boring. Just because it's the same. However, in saying that, Jeremy, that's also not fair because I think this year, with your amazing nursery and all the knowledge that I get fed from your place and the constant learning, something that I don't think people realize, Jeremy, that we love to learn, don't we, as a species? And I think when you stop learning, it's when your job gets boring, and that's why I love what I do. And I talk to you, and I mean, you're my first go-to call when it comes to disease and plants. But I've been doing with Reese this year, we've actually change the maintenance process because now we're telling clients what they should be doing. And, you know, I'm very good at sending out mails every month about what the – you see my newsletters. I actually send out sort of what this is, what to do in the gardens. Ironically, it stemmed from the show. So when we first started 2-3 years ago, I decided it makes sense to set up a newsletter, and I send that out to all my maintenance clients. But what I find that's amazing, Jeremy, is you can actually keep your landscape business going from your maintenance business if you actually look at it properly. Because if Reese is doing the right thing and managing the right way, then he's not one track minded like a horse blinkers and only doing the lawn and that. He's looking up and noticing the trees and, you know, the hedges, and, you know, and then I'm sort of backtracking behind him and saying, right, dear client, this is what we need to do. You know, if you want your grass to look healthy, we've busy started the next process of lawns, as you know, it's a 2-3-2 feed, because we're going down into winter now, so we don't want to nitrogen overkill the lawns with nitrogen or anything.
Yes.
So we've been offering a 2-3-2 feed. We've been offering a Koinor spray. Very particular, though, that is only for if we're noticing like crickets or ants in the lawn. And we're only really doing that if we're noticing, you know, you have a beautiful lush green lawn on the left here, and then suddenly on the right, you know, there's a problem. The first process is to check irrigation. We check, make sure that the water coverage is the same. The precipitation fall must be equal. And if that's all correct, then it's pretty obvious that there's something else to it. And again, between your nursery and Google, we managed to get there, you know, and we figure it out and we move on and we offer the right sprays and the right feeds, and everything's good.
Cool. Now you've hijacked me. And,
I did it on purpose, Jerry.
And talked for ages. So now we need to cycle back a bit because I want to know when you left.
Hey, Jeremy, you realize that was a 45-year life story in 10 minutes, bro. I think I did pretty well, Jeremy.
We want to go back to the Clear the Cup because I want to know when you started after leaving. Was it you and a guy, or was it you by yourself? How did it work when you really started?
So I did a bit of investigation. I only had a little golf. The first priority was to put a tow bar on that golf.
Okay.
And then I obviously went around.
For a trailer? Run a trailer?
For a trailer, yep. Okay. Had to start somewhere. So I went around and figured out what the trailer cost was. Figured out what funny enough, right at the back here, Jeremy, before it all blown up into Bosch land, used to be everything you needed. There was a tool hire, trailer hire. It was actually called tool hire.
Yes.
And now I affiliate with Micah.
Yeah.
But, I used to hire brush cutters and mowers and stuff like that, you know, Jeremy. And then you put it out there and then suddenly a family member says, oh, I got a brush cutter that you need. You know, you can have it, David, you know, your family. And we actually grew that way, Jeremy. And how I did it, funny enough, as I said to you, was Miss Connison being my very first client. And how's this for ironic, guys? I'm actually going to see her after this meeting in Lake Michelle. She's moved there, and I've got a call from her this weekend, and I'm actually going to see Miss Connison. So it's such a small world we're talking about this topic. And she was my first client. And after this meeting, I'm literally going there to see her. It's small. Anyway, so then I would go come and see Jeremy and say, all right, Jeremy, what are you looking for? And you'd have to give me your job description. And it's funny, Jeremy, because I found that the maintenance didn't grow with me first. It was actually more the cutbacks and more the once-off putting cleanups, stone chips down and building a rock edge, because those were jobs that I could quote and infill, you know.
Yes.
And then what would happen is after 3 or 4 of those jobs, the client would say, oh, do you do maintenance as well? And you couldn't say no, you know. They'd say, yeah, no, we we do maintenance, and then you'll start offering a lawn cut. And that literally, Jeremy, that's a, to be honest with you, that's our crew. And then, as always, we always need somebody in our corner, and I can just say that I absolutely love my father to pieces. Not only is he a role model, he's just a special kind of person. I then went for Bri. He invited me, and I could hear the giddiness in his voice. It was about, but remember, Jeremy, it was about 2 to 3 years after I had started hiring a trailer every day, doing it and sticking to my guns and making it work, you know. Yes. Remember, Jeremy, back then when you're living in a single bedroom flat and you've got, you can, your costs of living are so low that you could cost all your factors in, and I didn't need to work every day with four teams like I do now to cover all my bills, you know, you have to. So I managed to grow it that way. But yeah, my dad once said, it was about 2.5 months into what I was doing. Obviously, my dad noticed a bit of commitment and could see that I was working hard, especially with my baby boy now, what, 1 year old, 2 years old. And he invited me to his house in Takai. I've never forgotten it, for Bri. And we, my wife, Mans, and I arrived, and we were very young, and there was this beautiful, pristine white Toyota Hilux parked in the driveway. I looked at this thing and I didn't put two and two together. And I'm like, your dad, you know. And that's when he just smiled and he said, well, Dave, I'd like to talk to you. This is the situation. I've bought it for you. Obviously, you pay for it. I had to pay it back monthly. The full amount, I think, was like 3,800. It was very scary, Jeremy, because remember, I didn't have any bills. I had the Polo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I was renting the tools and that, I would be able to cost that in. Mm-hmm. Now it was like, there's a 3 a month bill that you have to make, you know, and that's how you grow and that's how you live. Anyway, Mans and I spoke about it for a day. We didn't take it straight away. We left it because it was a bit overwhelming, and I went, caught a train back. There were Ubers back in that day. And my parents picked me up from Plumstead train station, and I took there, and yeah, I got my Toyota Hilux. It's the same one I still have parked out here.
It's amazing.
415,000 Ks on every.
I was going to say, but that I, those just things just her, go well, forever.
She gets serviced every 10,000 by Richards, and I do my, and again, today I'm doing the 5,000 K service myself. So she's well looked after. She's no longer pristine white though. She's pristine, painted by hand and dented and loved on the, but the engine is, she's immaculate. I absolutely love it, Jeremy. And yeah, so that's pretty much how it all came to, Jeremy. And then, you know, you got the Bucky. Then the next thing was, I remember driving all the way out to Stickland, where I had a custom trailer made for me.
Wow.
That was 6,500 Rand, which is cheap nowadays for a custom 3 meter. It was 2.5 by 3. Uh-huh. It wasn't as wide as so it was just the same narrow as the Bucky. But pick up my first trailer, and yeah, now we live and we move on. And that's,
and
all my other tools have just been a case of, you know, you have a good Christmas. I think I did, I got quite clever. All my purchasing I would wait for November, December. I know Mike from Close quite well, and he would always message me and let me know the deals.
Specials.
You know, like the blowers would go on special for 2.5 or 2.599, Jeremy.
Okay.
Buy it. No hesitation, you know.
And, you know the prices.
Yeah, I know the prices now. And now, Jeremy, I'm very privileged. Not only do I have a fully set up maintenance business, but, and remember, not only a single team, I have to double maintenance now as well, because the maintenance is fully booked. So when we take leave for a week in Christmas, I have to move all that work weekend. So I have to have a mower that runs well, 2 brush cutters or 3 brush cutters, depending on my team that day. So I've got, 6 brush cutters, 3 mowers, 2 hedge trimmers, 2 chainsaws, a pole pruner chainsaw, 6 ladders, 4 extendables. So the tools just grow with you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And something that I do love about this world, Jimmy, you don't have to own everything. So when I'm doing like the lawn job I just showed you, I needed a compactor.
Yeah.
There's no point in me having a compactor, Jimmy. I hired that for, it cost me 900 Rand for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But everything like that gets costed into my job. So no, I'm very lucky, Jimmy. I love what I do and I think it shows. So.
Do customers ask for, let's say you're doing a massive cutback, and do they ask for like a chip situation?
They do.
And then you rent that?
I rent it. I did that once. I had a really bad experience with the chipper though. It literally got choked up in every single leaf, Jeremy. It was a nightmare. So we had to turn it off every 10 seconds, but it wasn't the industrial one, Jeremy.
Okay.
So my advice to clients, if you're going to get a chip, get the proper guys in. There's a company called Woodshack. They do that. They hire a guy for that. I hire them as well, bushcrackers.
So they'll come with an
operator and a chipper.
And they charge you for an hour.
Owl for tree maintenance services, who I use, Quadra. He's very good. He also comes. They can be a bit naughty though, so you must talk to them, because they normally chip it into the back of their own bucky, Jerry.
Okay.
And then they take it and they bag it and sell it. But you're paying for it. So I think, Whenever I get the chipper, I just pay the guy and I tell my client, look. And then another weird thing, Jeremy, you know, we talk a lot about mulch. I think you and I believe in it because of where we live. We come from a windy area, hot, dry air conditions. If you chip fresh produce, guys and clients, you've got to make sure that you don't immediately put it into your garden. I think that's the second logistical thing for me. If I've now chipped 40 massive gum trees and you've got a 4 cubic meter pile of chip, it has to sort of dry out for about 2-3 weeks. So you've got to know where you're putting it, first of all. And then obviously, Jeremy, I'll have to either come back with a team and wheelbarrows to install that for the clients. So you got to make sure you cover your bases, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely, I'm a firm believer in the chipping, I think, Jeremy. I think the chipping works. I get a lot of people asking, why don't I chip my own stuff and that? But I don't have the facility.
You need space.
I wish I owned a beautiful home down Lock Hill Road. You know, I think it would be...
Big space.
No,
yeah.
The spaces. I mean, I know, look, I've known Lock Hill for years. I mean, prior to even you being down there, Jimmy, I know Cullum and Colin Hudemaker run their trucks down there. We had friends that lived there. And it's just, you know, if you can get a rubbish pile going and you can chip it, you can make money. I mean, Longmans is around the corner from you.
Yes, that's what they also do. Got a big space.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I saw a massive truck there offloading something earlier.
So did all the traffic. he's got to reverse into that little, that strange angle. It's so funny.
Yeah.
People get upset.
Well, we have the same thing. Because we get a massive truck to deliver all the compost.
Yeah.
And it comes on pallets because we don't get it loose. It comes all bagged and palletized. But to make it worthwhile with the transport costs, they bring like 28 pallets.
Yeah.
And that's a massive truck. And then to get it into our driveway, we put out these cones. I don't know, you've seen the cones sometimes.
Yes.
So the cones are there because the truck needs to do a special, 100%. like a, what do they call that? Yeah, a nice turning circle. And then sometimes we will forget the cones.
It's a nightmare.
And then, there's a car parked in the way, and then we're taking photos and we're running around the nursery showing it to everyone. Is this your car? Is this your car? Is this your car? Because the truck can't actually get in if there's a car in the way.
No, so. Jeremy, just that little point you made, Jeremy. You can quote the biggest quote and you make one mistake on one logistical thing, like the driveway is too steep and too narrow for a truck. And suddenly, all that 40 tons or whatever you're waiting for that you were expecting to be in line with your job is now 40 meters down a driveway. And suddenly you're like, oh, my word, I now know that I have to take a team and load up my trailer and get that up. And it's very important that you know what you're doing, I think.
Well, I think that also comes with experience.
Yeah, and it
happens once, hopefully only once.
Yeah.
And then
I had a steep hill once and my bucky started screeching and squealing and I'm like, out the window, and next I look in the clouds and standing like, I'm like, I'm so sorry, this driveway is terrible.
We had that before at what's that, Misty Cliffs?
Yes, it's that one down, or the up one.
No, the up one,
there's two.
And the bucky that we had, it was a Kia, but it had the four wheels, and the wheels are so small that it can never get a proper grip. So when we had too much compost on the back, and so it just went up like 10 meters and then couldn't go any further. Yeah. And then
the clutch is going,
we had to reverse down, offload half the compost, and then drive up, offload, drive all the way down, load it up again.
Well, you've got a client like me, Jeremy. The other day you delivered 4 bags of soil to my client who wasn't there, and they ended up waiting like 30 minutes outside the client's car. It's terrible, you know, you don't get it right, so...
Yeah.
But no, Jeremy, I mean, it's actually been a really good talk. I bet you really enjoyed today. It's like it's memories. I mean, your nursery turned 30... a couple of weeks back or a week or two ago. I mean,
December.
You know, and I mean, not many people know this, but Jeremy and I were actually at school together at Sachs. I mean, we went from junior school right through, I think, Jeremy.
No.
Oh, were you only high school?
Yeah, high school.
So Jeremy was only high school. But my whole point with this is we have just had a massive group chat put onto WhatsApp for us for everyone that was in our grade in 1998.
Yes.
Just it's incredible, you know, and it makes you feel nostalgic, you know, and so talking about this today has been pretty fun. As I said to Jeremy, you know, you've caught me on a real high because the job that I did last week's really put me into a mind frame that, you know, this year is my year for this business. I need to make it work. I've got wonderful support from everybody. You know, we all loved in this area. And I think there's that general thing we all talk about all the time. So you know, Richard is amazing. Jacques talks about it. We're just lucky, you know. We're super lucky, you know. So I feel very privileged, Jeremy. I appreciate your question. But you know what? If I can say this, if it wasn't for Jeremy sponsoring the show and allowing us to do this and Harry Goodman's having his foot in the valley, then we would all be in a lesser place. So thank you, Mr. Finn.
Everything
you
thanks,
do for
David.
Us as well, my man. We do appreciate it.
So is that it?
No, I don't want it to be. Can we go for another 30 minutes?
No, I think we're good.
You're good. All right. So
David, thank you.
That was cool. Wow.
I know we went down memory lane a few years ago, but it's so nice to bring it up again and to learn.
To learn. But I don't think we spoke about anything you wanted to, Jeremy.
You just rolled with it as usual. With it.
But Jeremy, as we know, Doctor
David. Doctor.
Yes.
So, it is difficult for me to get a word in edgeways.
Yes,
so.
It is.
talking to Jerry.
but it was awesome. It's just nice to know, how you started.
I've got a feeling, too, that Jeremy made that water leak happen 2 weeks ago on purpose. And he said, phone David so I can have the show to myself. So I can talk, hey?
Yeah. That's why I need to do it.
But David, there you see, Jeremy does do the talking because then I learn. No,
Jeremy's amazing. You're very fun.
Thank you.
And I just want to send, can I send one shout out quickly?
You can.
I know you might not believe, but Chad Cricker, I just want to say congratulations on your baby, literally born 45 minutes ago, guys.
Oh, wow.
Chad Cricker, he used to work for me. Oh, he now works for Mercedes. Sorry, I know it's a random shout out, but just to show you, Sue, look at this little baby, guys.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
right now at 9:48. So,
if all our listeners could see, it's a cute little.
Congratulations, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, David. Bye, Jeremy.
Cheers. Thank you.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.